Namaste, my name is Rudy Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak how to really learn language. This is here according to science. So we have learning and acquisition. What matters more? Learning is conscious knowledge, rules, grammar, vocabulary studied deliberately. And that example memorizing verb conjugations from a textbook. And today, they know it's not working. It's not effective. So the next thing is acquisition. And this is internalized language you use without thinking like your native tongue. So I've learned time. Example, speaking fluently in conversations. Science says focus on acquisition is how we naturally master language. How acquisition works comes from understanding message in context. Requires comprehensive input, language slightly above your level, but mostly understandable. So I have to speak with type people and then I understand more and more and so on. And yes, so and so this I learn more and more. Why apps often fail? Most apps teach through repetition without real world application. Translation based drill ineffective. There's LING, this is quite good. This is a good app, I think. Okay. Better alternatives. Online teachers who speak only the target language, no translation. Or what I loved is tools like Pimsleur that prompt direct response in the language. I think Pimsleur is the best. And then the baby method. Learn like a native speaker. Children acquire language by listening to slow, clear speech paired with visual context. Pointing to an apple by saying apple. Focus on meaning, not grammar rules. Absorbing stories and real-world interaction. Okay, later they go to the school and then they learn all this grammar, okay. Key insight, grammar is acquired subconsciously through exposure, not memorization. When I learned English, I learned English through reading. Okay, the first day I need for a normal page, I think a half hour, 1 hour. And then I learned automatically all the items. And I'm really, if I can learn a language, everybody can learn a language. I'm so handicapped to learn any language. Okay. Grammar, then stop learning it. Problem explicit grammar study doesn't lead to fluency. It's a handicap. Then you think, oh, I didn't have applied the right grammar and so on. Oh, it's wrong. Oh, why I have written this? Oh, it's wrong. And you beating yourself to death. And then you're dead. Then you cannot learn anything more. It's really the problem is the grammar that you want to apply. Nobody can apply it directly. The kids learn the grammar when they can speak already. Students forget rules when speaking. I cannot keep it on. I just speak in Thai. And in English the same thing. Mistakes persist because the brain prioritizes meaning over correctness. Solution, get comprehensible input and understandable content, so to 95%. Grammar sticks automatically when you focus on message, not rules. You want to understand it and after some time you mimic it. Vocabulary, ditch flashcards, words are acquired. Incidentally, through reading, listening to engaging content. Incrementally, by inferring meaning from context. This means you learn the words through full sentence. Example, read a sentence with one or two unknown words. Guess the meaning from context or ask for clarification. Results. Vocabulary enters your subconsciousness effortlessly. Actionable steps to fluency. Prioritize input over output. Listen, read before speaking. So now I want to learn read Thai. Okay, and after some time, then I can read everything. And then I can gain much more words easily. Choose compelling content, interesting podcasts, books, shows. Seek eye to one, this means input, slightly challenging but mostly comprehensible. Avoid translation, think directly in the target language. Embrace mistakes, they are part of acquisition. And don't think over how many mistakes you have done when you spoke a new language. Skip it. This is the reason why Thai cannot learn English, because they beaten themselves up when they do a mistake. Key takeaway, acquisition, learning. Fluency comes from understanding, not memorization. Babies are the model. Focus on meaning, not roots. And input matters most. Engage with content you mostly understand. Patience pays off. Grammar and vocabulary emerge naturally. Final tip, spend 80% of your time on comprehensive input, reading, listening, 20% on speaking, writing. Why this work? Backed by Stephen Craig, input hypothesis, language acquisition theory. Mimics how human natural learn first language, proven by polyglots and immersion-based programs. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.